You can open your eyes. I know you're awake. Or we can sit here and you could pretend for a little while longer. I can wait for a little while, but if you want answers, and I suspect you do, you're going to have to open your eyes and talk to me. There we go. Good morning, or afternoon. You've been out for a long time, and I bet you're feeling more than a little disoriented. Just take your time. It's okay. Your mouth is probably very dry. Maybe your throat hurts. The sedatives will do that. If you sit up a bit, I have a glass of water right here with a straw. I'll hold it for you if you want to sip at it. Yes, you have been restrained. Have some water. Just small sips. Good girl. Nice, deep breaths for me. It's okay. Good. You were resistant to being brought here. I determined that the restraints were necessary to keep you from hurting yourself or members of my staff. Do you remember that? No? You will. No, we're going to leave them on for the time being. If you can show me that you're willing to cooperate, I'll consider removing them. That's enough water for now. Okay, do you know why you're here? Yes, this is a hospital, a psychiatric facility, to be precise. I'm Dr. Emerson D., and I expect we'll be working very closely together for the foreseeable future. You've been brought here for a few days of rest and observation and any tests that I might decide are appropriate. I'm going to pull this sheet down to listen to your chest. Just relax and breathe normally. Heart rate is a little high. Are you afraid of me? Your clothing was removed to perform the intake examination. I'm going to want to examine you periodically, and I'm going to need full access. With you restrained to the bed, this was the easiest way. Don't worry, this is a private room. If you're cold, I can have a nurse bring an extra blanket. I was wondering when we'd get to that. You're here because there has been some concern about your state of mind. Some of the imagery and ideas you seem drawn to are troubling. Specifically, some of the recurring themes and scenarios I've been led to understand that you find exciting, sexually arousing. Your laptop has been confiscated, as is your phone. I haven't had a chance to review all the contents, but I will. I've seen enough to know the kinds of websites you've been visiting, the chat rooms you've found, the videos you've been bookmarking, stories you've been reading and listening to and writing. Do you want to talk about it? I can see you blushing. Are you feeling embarrassed? I'm told you've been bookmarking these sites for masturbatory purposes? Nothing to say? You're going to learn to work with me, or we're going to be here for a very long time. I'll tell you what, we'll come back to that question. The concern is that you seem to have an unhealthy obsession with pain. And it's not just the usual daddy didn't spank me enough kind of sadomasochism we see cropping up everywhere these days. What you want is more extreme than just a little spanking, isn't it? Maybe that S&M stuff turns you on, but that's not what brings you to climax, is it? Look at me. And stop rattling the restraints, please. I need you to listen to me. The kind of material you've been using to reach sexual gratification is quite a bit more disturbing than your agile slap on the bum. There are aspects of it that could certainly be classified as sexual torture. Would you agree? You want to tell me about that? You don't seem to know what I'm talking about. Okay, I actually have your laptop right here. Why don't we open it up and see what we can find? We have all your passwords. You really shouldn't keep using the same ones over and over again. Here we go. Bookmarks. Anything you'd like to recommend? No? We'll start with most viewed then. What about this one? At the very top of the list. Do you want me to turn it around so you can watch too? No? Okay, just listen. See if you can guess which one this is. I'll bet you can. Over 800 views in 5 years. Should we do the math so this one's a winner? Huh? Let's press play. Well, he's got her at a bit of a disadvantage, and hasn't he? What is he going to do? Oh, that looks like it hurts. Now, what do you think she did to deserve that? She's having a rough time of things, isn't she? Do you think she's enjoying herself? You know which video it is now, don't you? 800 views, yes, I think you do. Oh dear, what's he going to do now? Stop tugging at the cuffs, you're only going to hurt yourself. Don't you think I know how to restrain a girl? Even if you did get free, which you won't, what do you think would happen? The door is locked. The only way in was the key card I have around my neck. I would have you back in that bed before you could take 3 steps across this room. If you think you're uncomfortable now, know that I can make you a lot less comfortable. So settle down. Let's try the next video. Fewer views. This one was bookmarked about 6 months ago. It seems rather extreme. Do you want to talk about this one? Let me turn the volume down a bit. She's screaming pretty loudly. You know which one this is. Are they all scenes of men hurting women? That's what it looks like to me. Any thoughts on why that is? Nothing to say? What's that? You think you bookmarked this one by accident? Well, that certainly sounds like something that could happen. But then I have to ask you about the number of views, almost 100 in 6 months. You want me to believe that you've never watched this one? You haven't watched it almost 100 times. No idea what's happening on the screen. Well, by all means, then let's have a look. Open your eyes and look at the screen. I can fix it so you can close them. You won't like it. Watch the video. She looks pretty miserable. Not often that you see someone try to penetrate a woman like that, is it? What do you suppose that feels like? And this isn't something you watch to get yourself off, no? Well, you're very, very wet. Eyes on the screen. No, I'm not going to take them out. I think your body is so used to getting off to this video that just the sound of it, just the memory of it has you very, very close to orgasm. Isn't that right? No. What if I just curl my fingers, watch the video. I won't tell you again. I'll curl my fingers up inside you and just rock my hand back and forth gently and we'll watch. It's getting to the good part, isn't it? I felt that. Your cunt knows what's coming, doesn't it? Do you like that word? I think you do. What if I pump a little harder? You like it rough, right? Like the girl on the screen? Are you going to come when she starts screaming again? Going to come with my fingers and your cunt? Watch! Do you think he's hurting her? Do you want me to do that to you? Oh, that's it. There it is. Eyes open. Look at me, that's a good girl. Good. Do you still need to have to ask why you're here? You know that's not normal, right? Getting off to stuff like that? I can see that you know enough to be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, you're blushing again. That's good. That's a start. I'll bet you don't blush when you're watching it alone, though, do you? What I want to know is, when it turns you on to watch other girls being treated that way, do you wish you were hurting them? Are you imagining it being done to you? Is it sadism or masochism? And would you really enjoy that kind of physical pain, or is it just the idea that turns you on? Do you even know yourself? You don't know what I'm talking about, right? I don't know why you think you can lie to me. You gave yourself away when you tried to pretend you'd never seen these videos before. If you won't talk to me, I'll have to get my answers by other means. But I will get my answers. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. It's entirely up to you. What was that? You're not crazy. I know that. I never said you were crazy. We don't use words like that anymore. Call your husband? Why? My dear, just who do you think had you committed? Your husband's very worried about you. We've helped him to understand that you're beyond his help. He finally agreed to leave you in my care. I think it's best for both of you if he doesn't see you for the next little while. Look, please don't do that. My staff is under strict orders not to disturb our sessions. You can scream as loud as you like. No one is going to come through that door unless I tell them to. You disappoint me. You'll learn to work with me. I'm your only way out of here. If you're going to dissolve into hysterics, you leave me no little choice but to sedate you. No, don't fight me. Just a little pinch. That's it. There we go. That should kick in very quickly. One's going to come and help you. It's just you and me. You're my patient. I decide what happens to you, and you're going to start listening to me, aren't you? It's okay. I'm going to touch you. You might as well get used to it. Don't fight me. That's the first rule here. In a minute, you won't be able to fight me, but you'll still be able to feel everything. You'll be conscious and aware of everything I'm doing to you. Like this. You feel that, don't you? What's the matter? Is that a little invasive? My dear little girl, you really have no idea what you're in for, do you? A little deeper there. Just rest your head on my shoulder. Would you like me to put on a video? What about this one? You thought I missed this one, didn't you? Oh no, I was just saving the best for last. You don't watch this one as often, do you? And I think you close it right away after it makes you come. Because you're ashamed. And you should be. But does that make you come every time? Doesn't it? Listen, I know you're not crazy, but no one else knows that. I've advised them that you're delusional. A nymphomaniac desperate for attention. They won't believe anything you tell them. Even if you tell them about this. And if you do, I'll find out and I'll make you sorry. How many of my patients do you suppose have thought to arouse me? To accuse me of sexual assault over the years, princess. Of just appalling acts. How many? How many do you think have accused me of doing this? No one's going to believe you. Your clit gets so sensitive when it's engorged like this, doesn't it? Do you have any idea what I'm going to do to this swollen little clit? Your husband, your family, they've asked me to take your case. They've entrusted you to my care, and they trust that everything I'm going to do is meant to get to the root of your problem. It's for your own good. But they don't know what I'm going to do to you. Every day I'm going to visit you. We'll have a nice little chat. And then we're going to get to work. I'm going to hurt you. Every day I'm going to expose all the tender pink, sensitive parts of your body, and I'm going to hurt you. Maybe we'll watch one of your favorite videos and do what they're doing on the screen. Some days I'll choose what we do. Some days I'll make you choose. Maybe I'll have you take my whole fucking fist, princess, in one of your tight little orifices. Maybe I'll beat your clit with a rubber strap or zap your anus with electric current. Maybe I'll run needles into your nipples or into your clit. Some days I'll drug you up. Even worse than this. You won't know what I've done to you until you wake up in pain. You're so fucking wet. I'm going to make you scream. I'm going to make you talk to me and tell me how it feels. And you're going to listen to me as I observe what is happening to your body. We'll get to the bottom of this. I'll determine just how much you can take. And that's where we'll begin. And every day, I'm going to rape you. After I've made my observations and collected the data, I'm going to rape you. Like this, because I'll tell you a secret. I'm going to enjoy hurting you. You go ahead and tell your husband I said that. He's seen the porn you have saved. It's very common for patients to project their delusions onto those around them, to redirect their emotions onto a trusted therapist. It's called transference. It's nothing short of predictable that you would begin to fantasize that your helplessness excites me, that the fetishes I've been tasked with curing in you are secretly turning me on, that your screams make my cock hard. And that I decide at the end of every therapy session, Princess, but I need to hurt you on my cock. It happens all the time. Well, with so many of my female patients, transference. You wouldn't believe how often it happens. Watch the video. I know you like this one. How much more of that do you think she can take? How much more of this could you take? We're going to find out. Know for a fact that I'm going to do this to you. We'll see if it actually makes you come. And oh, I can see the tears welling up in your eyes. You feel me rubbing the head of my cock up and down now? Along your wet slit, don't you? But, oh, you want me to. You want me to. You want me to shove it in again. Hard like this. Just once. Twice. So deep in that sopping fucking wet cunt. Because you know where this big hard cock is going to go next. Can you guess? You want it nice and wet. Look, I'm pulling it out, and now you feel me just starting to push into your anus. You're so tight. It's okay. Just relax. I'm a doctor. You tell him, tell your husband that I fucked your ass on your first day here, and every night after that, tell anyone you want who's going to believe you. How do you even know it's the truth? Look at where you fucking are. I want you to tell them. I want to see it in your face the day after you tell them, and you're still here. I want to see it. The realization that you're completely at my mercy. You don't leave until I let you leave, and I'm not going to let you go until I'm finished with you. I haven't even told you about all the special, secret, sensitive places up inside you. I'll find them for you, I promise. I'll hurt you in places no one but a doctor will ever see. Would you like that? I can see the fear in your eyes. Be afraid. I'm going to help you redefine pain. And you're going to tell me all about the horrific little nightmares that make you come the hardest. You're going to describe them to me while you make yourself come. And you're going to beg me to hurt you again, aren't you? Ah. Fuck yes. Overall impressions upon conclusion of the initial interview are hesitantly optimistic. The patient is understandably disoriented, confused, distressed, but also seems responsive, reluctantly willing to submit to the recommended course of treatment. I will reserve judgment and, of course, restrain from making any formal observation or assessments until after our first therapy session scheduled for 9 a.m. hours tomorrow. Get your rest, girl. I'll see you in the morning. We have a lot of work to do.